Skype window everywhere, not-so-forgotten valleys, huge androids in Times Square, and more. This is the Android Realm Podcast, episode number 210, included variety. Welcome back to the episode, everybody. Hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving. If you're in America, if you're everywhere else, hope you had a great Thursday evening. The show is releasing a little bit early. I had some time and thought I would get the show out a little bit early so everyone can enjoy their Friday if you have the day off or don't, and get right into your weekend. So I won't wait or wait too long to jump into it. Just the usual headlines, apps and devices, an app review for this week, and then a Chromebook quick tip, and that'll be everything for this particular episode. So to start off with some headlines, not specifically Android related, but if you're on T-Mobile, they have recently added a few new services to their Music Freedom program, namely Google Play Music, Savin Music, Xbox Music, and a few others. So if you use, for example, Google Play Music and Savin, an Indian music streaming service, and you're on T-Mobile, it will not count against your data cap, so just a few additional ways to stream your music, so definitely worth checking out. Just something that I thought I would share and worth mentioning, mostly because Google Play Music is in there. And of course, just in time for this holiday season, Google Search got an update to now show you more relevant product information. So when you do things like search, for example, the example given was, let's say you're looking for a Nexus 10, then it'll give you certain additional information like system specs, prices, and all of that good stuff, so you can get a good idea of what kind of things you're getting. And in addition to the Google dashboard to show you various things connected to your account, what information is that has been entered and all of that stuff, or if you want to add information, well, now as part of the Google dashboard, you can now see devices that are connected to your account or that have permission, so you know exactly how your account is being accessed. So if you go into account and then security and then devices and activity, you'll be able to see that information, so you can see which smartphones, tablets, laptops, computers, browsers, and all of those different places and things have connections currently going on. And if you see that something that's not part of something you're currently connected to, then you can disconnect it. So just another way of maintaining your account security. Android Studio is released. Candidate 1 was released this week, so it's now, so essentially it's heading to their Canary channel, so it's not fully stable yet, but it is getting there. It fixes a number of bugs and things like that, so it should be a lot stable than prior builds. For those of you who live in New York or are visiting Times Square soon, then definitely check out the billboard that Google recently released to promote Android. Essentially, what it does is promoting Android via Androidify. So the billboard is interactive, so not only do you see what they're how they're promoting Android, but you can also create your own. So you can log in with Google, go to the Androidify website, or use the app to create your own Android and play whatever games are available at the time you're there. So definitely a fun and interactive way to get into the Android experience and generate some buzz that way. And finally, CyanEngine Themes was released this week. It's a new way of allowing designers and theme creators to share their custom themes to the CyanEngine platform. So if you head on over to their website, I believe it's CyanEngineMod.org or .com, you can you'll see a few links to get to their website, and there's a few tutorials and things like that to get started on designing your own theme and how to submit it to their gallery. As far as some apps for this week, Square was updated with more native Android support, so it should work a lot better and perform a lot more smoothly. It's essentially a kind of code cleanup sort of thing, so it works a lot better on the Android platform. Pushbullet got an update. This is the way of sending text messages and getting your notifications on your Android device on your desktop. So it got an update this week to now allow copying and pasting on Linux and Mac OS X. So if you're using Pushbullet on your Android device and on those platforms, then it will now be, or you have that additional bit of capability. For those of you who use the TED app to get your TED videos and content, it now supports Chromecast, so you can cast the videos directly to your TV, if you have a Chromecast, of course. So definitely worth getting a Chromecast if you do, or if you are a heavy TED user. Google Maps on mobile, or at least that Google Maps app, now has additional information for destinations. So if you're traveling or out on a business trip and you want to find different places to go or eat or just look around and visit while you're on that trip, Google Maps now has that information. So it's all in one place and easier to find that information. The Office app got an update this week with Dropbox support, so if you have been using it and you want to save your files to Dropbox, then that is now an option. For those of you who use MX Player, that's the VLC-like video and media player for Android. It got updated to now support Android 5, so if you already have it, then MX Player should work that much better. I don't remember offhand if I mentioned it before. I may have mentioned it in passing, but just as a quick refresher, if you use VLC on your Windows or desktop machine, then MX Player does the same thing for your Android device. It plays most any video file and audio file, so as long as it shows up or it's a visible file and MX Player picks it up, it should be able to play it. The Pinterest app this week got updated with an updated UI and various other back-end updates to now work a lot better with Android, so you should see a good performance update and it should look better at the same time. Dolphin Browser version 11.3 was released this week and now adds support for Android 5, so just another app getting its update. I believe Opera Mini was also updated this week. I didn't see too much about it just yet, but I think the article I was reading did say that it was getting its update to Android 5, so look out for that as well. And finally, Skype got updated this week to now allow having your overlaid video on any screen, and this is not just in the Skype app, but if you have a video call going on and let's say you're looking up other information and you still want to have that video screen visible, then that is now an option, so you can not only talk and look at whoever you're video chatting with, but you can look up other information as well. So you don't have to switch between the two, or you don't have to have your Skype on your mobile device and some other device going on. You can do it all with one device. As far as the device news for this week, the Verizon Moto X 2014 edition soak test began for Android 5, so look out for that update. It should have started rolling out for most or several users, but look out for that update coming soon as well. If you've been looking for the update for your HTC One Google Play Edition, it got delayed. This was for the Android 5 update. There's no reason for the delay, but that's all that the word was that came through, that update hasn't quite started rolling out yet. If you're in South Korea and own an LG G3, you should start getting your Android 5 update, so keep hitting your update button there and look out for that. If you own a Chromecast and have wanted to get more support for more apps, this is in addition to the TED app, Comedy Central, Nickelodeon, Epic, Sesame Street Company, Encore, TuneIn, and Yup TV are now supported. So if you have those apps installed, you can cast your videos and content to your Chromecast as well. And finally, Republic Wireless is going to be getting the 2014 Moto X in December. So look out for that if you're on Republic Wireless or have been thinking of switching to them. But that's all for that, so after the short break, I'll jump into this week's app review and Chromebook Quick Tip. So, as always, let's say you're on your Verizon Moto X, or you have an LG G3, you're thinking about getting a new Android tablet on Black Friday or Cyber Monday, and you want to make sure you have the best possible quality sound because you're planning on using it for podcasts, movies, music, TV shows, video games, whatever, then be sure to check out our friends over at Tweaked Audio. They have 7 great styles and 7 great colors, so they'll have whatever suits your needs. All of their headphones are also noise reducing, so you'll also be able to hear more of what you're listening to and less of the outside world. So a definite plus, whether you're at home, at work, at the gym, out for your walk, you'll be able to concentrate on whatever you're listening to. And it also works nicely on phone calls, so phone calls sound a lot better and you're able to tune out outside noise a lot better as well. And when you use the promo code GEEK, that's G-E-E-K, you'll get an extra 1/3 off your order. So not only will you get a great pair of headphones, you'll save some money at the same time. So be sure to visit geek-io.com/tweaked and use the promo code GEEK at checkout. We thank them for their support and we hope you show them your support as well. So to start off with this week's app review, I wanted to cover the expansion to Monument Valley called Monument Valley Forgotten Shores. So what this add-on does is it now adds 8 additional levels to follow the adventures of the Lost Princess Ida, or Ida, I'm not sure how to say it, it's spelled I-D-A. But the additional levels now have more 3D navigation, so not only do you have to think about multiple levels, multiple screens of levels, rotating your buildings, but you also have to consider the 360-degree movement of Ida herself. So when you twist her, you have to twist around various pillars, you have to, or she moves in at various angles, so she may not always be standing vertically or horizontally. She may be in your range of, or she may be pointed directly at you as well. So you have to, or basically these additional levels have additional building manipulations and additional points of view of, or additional angles that Ida stands at. So not only do you have to consider how she's standing, but the perspective of the buildings as well. So it's a little bit more eye trickery and overall additions to what we saw in the first 10 levels. So it does cost $2.99 for the additional level, so it's not a free upgrade. You can get it via the in, or it is available for purchase via an in-app purchase to get those levels. The benefit, though, is if you've bought the original game and you've bought the expansion, you don't have to finish the first 10 to get to the second 8. You can play any level, or you can play the expansion levels, or start off with those if you want and then move back to the original 10, but it is I do actually recommend starting finishing the first 10, because the second or the new 8 levels kind of take into account what we see, or the kind of building manipulations we see in the, I want to say, the last probably 3 to 5 levels of the original game, but it is worth checking out. I do like the new water physics that they include. It's actually worth checking out. There is one level in black. I don't want to spoil how it, the rest of the game, but, or those 8 levels if you have not played it yet, but I actually also like the level in black where Ida does have to move in various levels as well. So definitely worth checking out and definitely playing the original game and the expansion. So the original game is available in the Amazon App Store and in Google Play for $3.99, and then $2.99 for the expansion levels as well. So definitely check it out. That's actually where today's screenshot, or this week's episode's screenshot comes from. It is the initial part of the water level. I believe there was 2 parts. This is actually the work up to the more complicated one, so definitely worth checking out. But that is all for that, so with that I'll jump into this week's Chromebook Quick Tip. So there were a number of apps that were added that are available for Android but are now available in the Chrome Web Store, and one of them is Google Finance. So if you have Google Finance bookmarked, it does work nicely, but let's say you want to get your stock quotes and have them in your own separate window, because if, let's say, you buy and trade stocks or use some other service to check your stock quotes, but you like the simplicity of Google Finance and what they offer, then definitely check out the Google Finance app for your Chromebook. So the first point, as I went over, is that you can now get or set a dedicated window for your stocks and for Google Finance. So you can set a maximized window and have it open in its own window. That way, You can check your portfolio, get stock quotes, news, view charts, and get various information. You can not only see the stocks you've already added, but also add your stocks to the portfolio. So you can get those on the go via the Google Finance Android app. And you also have them available for you later. So in case you want to check them out later, then that is also an option. You can also view market trends as well, so you can see how the markets are doing over a period of time, whether it's the S&P 500, NASDAQ, and all of those. And then they also have a stock screener, so if you want to filter or find new stocks in various companies by various criteria, that's also an option. So there's things like the PE ratio, market cap, and things like that, so you can see which stocks fit those criteria, see how a particular industry is doing, and go from there and see the breakdown. So I'll have a link in the show notes, I'll have a link. So actually, yeah, I'll have a link in the show notes, to the Chrome Web Store to get Google Finance. It is free, as is a lot of stuff in the Chrome Web Store, but this is a free app to install, so it's definitely worth checking out. I mostly like it just because it is a simple and straightforward way of checking stock prices, see what I viewed recently, see how the markets are doing, and check world markets, see how various sectors are doing. Currencies, bonds, and all of that good stuff. So definitely worth checking out, and an easy way to even get into stocks if you want to just start learning about various terms, poking around, and seeing where you go from there. But that is actually all for this particular episode of the Android Realm Podcast. So if you want to get in touch with me, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. You can find me on Twitter at PatelN01. You can get the Android Realm Digest, which is the quick and easy way of reading your Android news in the Kindle bookstore by visiting author.patelN01 or checking Twitter, the Android Realm or Facebook, Facebook or Google Plus Android Realm pages. So it's posted as soon as I have, or it's released. So that's just a bunch of ways of getting all that content in those various places, whichever way you prefer. And then I also want to point everyone to the Geek.io Patreon page. So if you want to help support the show and the network, remove ads, expand the network to get more shows, and all that good stuff, then be sure to visit patreon.com/geekio to help show your support. And if you want to give a little something back, we always appreciate whatever amount anyone wants to give. So that's patreon.com/geekio. But that is all for this particular episode of the Android Realm Podcast. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.